Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 21st. The grains closed higher with March corn up 7.25 cents at 5.98 1/4. The high there was 5.99. March wheat up 21.25 cents at 7.99. 7.99 3/4 was the high there. March beans up 18 cents at 13.12 3/4. We got as high as 13.17 1/2. So all the markets performed pretty well here today. Crude oil was back up 251 a barrel, which pushed bean oil up higher. Stock market's currently up 500 points, which gave traders confidence that maybe COVID won't be as bad as they thought just a day or two ago. Plus, Senator Manchin has kind of backpedaled on saying he's not going to back this bill. Apparently, the Coal Miners Union in West Virginia, which is a big deal, picked up the phone and said, we want you to reconsider this. And I don't think, if Manchin wants to be reelected, I don't think he can ignore the coal miners' requests out here. Now, exactly what he's going to do remains to be seen. But I think the market took that as a sign that he may backpedal again and maybe get something done with the president. So we'll have to see, but the market certainly seems encouraged. So today was a risk-on day with the stock market rebounding. I still believe the COVID concern is real. I guess part of the reason that maybe not as concerning is apparently in South Africa, the numbers exploded. And they had this big run-up in about 2 or 3 weeks. And then suddenly, it's all of a sudden going back down again. So is this going to happen here in the States where we get this big push in a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks' time, and then it backs off quickly? We don't know. Certainly other nations are very concerned about it, as I think they should be. But all in all, like I said, risk on day. The dollar is basically steady. We're down 5 ticks, 96.49. But the wheat is responding to the dry weather in the plains and the winds that went through last week. We had 65-75 mile an hour winds blowing through. The agronomists are now getting in the field saying that it's a bit of a mess out there. Some of the plants have been uprooted and they're gone, and it's just too dry for the plants that are remaining, which is considerable, but certainly it looks like they're going to have to shave at least the Kansas wheat crop. So that put Kansas City wheat up 28 cents here today. It's a nice comeback, and that certainly pulled Chicago up. It's still dry in the southern plains. Not so much north, which I think is what's kept the oats under a little bit of pressure, though they were up 4 cents today after being down the limit yesterday. You know, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, into Michigan, all getting some pretty good snows out there, so that will be helpful for the crop. So overall, like I said, a risk-on day. COVID may be backing off. Senator Manchin may be backing off. And the dry weather continuing, not only in the southern plains, but in Brazil as well. We broke off the highs in the beans as talk came out that there might be some rains in Paraná in the next 10 to 14 days. But that's an awful long way off. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.